Sponsored by Margaret Jackson.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Magazine and the On the Edge Business on the Edge Incorporated. Thank you for tuning into the show tonight. I always appreciate your listenership and connection to the On the Edge Business, the On the Edge Show, entrepreneurship. Yes, small business. Give yourself a hand out there. Small business development, the world of the unknown, the risk taking, and the mad passion, the entrepreneur, the aspiring entrepreneur, and these crazy dreams of overnight success that are literally never overnight. To build something bigger than yourself. If you want to participate in tonight's show, you can dial into the show at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220 and get your questions and comments on air with me tonight and keep it relevant. Although tonight's going to be kind of different, so almost anything might be relevant tonight, so we'll see. So tonight, my topic, what am I going to talk about? I want to talk about, you know, the end of the year. It's always interesting, and I think this year went by a little bit too fast for me. I think it went by a little bit too fast. We're going to talk tonight all about business stuff. Like, what is that? Business stuff. Got my coaching hat on tonight. Got my, hopefully I can compel you to pay attention and think about what you're not thinking about. We're going to talk stats to all my aspiring entrepreneurs, small businesses, women in business who are on the rise. We're going to talk a little bit about my magazine. We just launched our fifth issue, and it is the Power Women, Power Secrets issue. If you haven't seen it, we are trending in social media. We have, I know, but we're going to get to that a little later in the show. So you get the gist. This is all about things that you should know about business stats, statistics, and then I'm going to do a little training and teaching you, and hopefully it'll resonate with you. And for those that are aspiring entrepreneurs, maybe some of you will say, forget this. And if so, great, great. It's okay to go get a job. Just saying, we need employees. Okay, so here's some interesting rates. Top startup failure rate statistics. And I'm pulling this if you want to see this. This is from smallbizgenius.net. I think this is some cool stuff. 63% of startup failures, one of their problems or biggest issues affecting them in 2019 was lack of talent. Lack of talent. If you are lacking talent, if you need talent, connect with your local college career centers. They can help you get talent. So wherever you're at, most colleges, universities, community colleges have career centers. Connect with these career centers. What do you need? And go to those colleges and knock on the door and say, hey. And not only can you get talent, and this is not some of these, some of the talent that you're getting is not just college students. Some of them work with your with their community. So ask the right questions. Do you work with the community? Or are you just working with your students and alumni? And then find out and get the talent that you want. And of course, college talent is always a little less expensive than that old, more mature. So sometimes, you know, you might want to go that route, which is great because you can oftentimes, you know, sometimes you get something that you didn't expect. So anyway, get your talent under control there. 6% of United States startups believe organic growth will be their company's next source of funding. Interesting, interesting. This, I love this statistic. This is kind of crazy. 46%, and I've been on air now. What are we in our eighth season here? please listen. Listen. Is there a song? Listen. I think Beyonce did a song in a movie that was called Listen. Was not. Anyway, so listen, 46% of small businesses, incompetence. Your business is failing because of incompetence. Been there, done that. And if you have not lost a business for incompetence or just lost a business, we lose businesses. I had a company on, and I'm not going to say their name because they're a very huge company, but we kind of joked off air, and I'm going to tell this little secret. I've never said this on air before. I've said this behind closed doors. And we kind of laughed and said, you're really not an entrepreneur, really, unless you've lost a business or two. And so, and not to say that you can't be that unicorn. If you're that unicorn, congratulations, way to go. But we lose. We lose. I've lost and I've learned a lot. And so it supports the greater good of my entrepreneurship experience. So 46% incompetence. So what does that mean? That means that you need to learn some things. You need to learn some things about building and growing and developing a business. We all do. San Francisco, this is great. This is a hand clap moment. San Francisco and Silicon Valley. And by the way, San Francisco is in Silicon Valley. So I'm not sure why it's San Francisco and Silicon Valley. But anyway, 13.5% account for global startup deals. Ta-da! Yes, 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 yes. Eat your heart out, rest of the world. I just have to go there every now and then. Usually on every show, I like to just kind of poke the bear with being in Silicon Valley. What will happen if I was like in Idaho? So anyway, but I'm not. I'm in Silicon Valley, so let's deal with that. 50% of United States startups are concerned about trade policy with the U.S. and China and believe that it has hurt their business in 2019. Okay, so. And I'm gonna pick on these statistics. More statistics of the startups surveyed. 58% started with less than. Here's the interesting: $25,000, and one third started with less than $5,000. So you can start businesses with just the hurting capital in your pocket. There's nothing wrong with that. Having a plan, and we're gonna talk about that and how you work through those things to kind of develop the resources and capital that you need and maybe do some testing in your market. We'll talk just a little bit about that a little later. 80% of U.S. startups plan to add employees in 2019. When is this article? So this article was published June 23rd, 2019. If you want to read more about these statistics, I'm going to pick on a couple of more. This is Raj Vardaman. June 23rd, 2019. So if it sounds a little dated, that would be why. But I love these stats that's in this particular article. Not only they have some great infographics here as well. I'm not going to get into the global stats, but I think some interesting things. Highest success rates industry-wise, healthcare, financial services, consumer products and services. Now, what's interesting about that, none of those are, we have a lot of consultants, coaches, life coaches, just like ants. It's all over the place. Not one of the top three, not that you shouldn't be doing, but $36.3 billion in the healthcare industry, $15.1 billion in the financial services. Financial services is a really, really great industry to be in. If you can somehow tie in financial services or even invest, that is really good. I think small businesses need to think about how they diversify and expand and all of that as well. So that is important to growth. Age demographics. Now, this is funny. Excuse me. Age demographics. Now, this is what it says. In 2015, most businesses were owned by people over 50, while most entrepreneurs were under 50. What does that look like? 51% of small business owners were 50 to 88 years old. 33% were 35 to 49. Only 16% were under 35. Now, oh gosh, I wish I had a dollar for every aha moment that I, we have so many things just kind of twisted, and that all of this great new brave world is just happening with our millennials, although we have more millennials starting businesses. And I think that that's great. In any other time in history, we've got all this young entrepreneurship. A Gallup survey did a survey with students from fourth grade to 12th grade. 40% of them, 5th grade to 12th grade, 40% of them want to be entrepreneurs. They want to own their own businesses. They're kind of disenchanted with corporate America, or around the world, corporate corporations. They want autonomy. They want a little bit more flexibility in what they're going to be doing. So in their day-to-day world. So a 50-year-old startup founder is 2.2 times more likely to gain success than a 30-year-old. Ooh, I know. I'm 54. Like a fine wine. That's just the way it is. 2013, 42% of senior citizens who were still working ran established businesses. There's something to be said for if you are able to get some mentorship from someone who's older and have done business and they're working and they're these seniors, go for it. Get mentorship. That's fantastic. Bring people into your businesses that have the know-how, they have the skills, they've worked in the industry. Don't try to go it alone. If you're going it alone, you are totally doing it wrong. Especially, you know, you kind of hoard everything. You got these small businesses and they're hoarding everything. And I'm like, how are you going to grow from that? How are you going to allow people to get in to help you and support your businesses? Regional stats. I have to say this. United States, in terms of startups, has the most in the entire world. We had 46,606 startups in the United States. In the United States. I've got a minute before I go to break. These stats are just amazing. And you need to know about these different, just thinking about what you don't think about. Why? What makes a successful business? Can you be successful at 30 and not 50? Absolutely. What does that mean? That means you have to get information. That means that you need to cultivate something that you maybe you haven't thought about. And we're going to talk a little bit about feasibility analysis and idea assessments and business modeling. And I probably won't touch too much on a business plan. I'll give you a few more stats when we come back. But think about these numbers mean something. They are not random, which means that there is a way to be successful as an entrepreneur, and we want you to be that. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Welcome back. Nice. Welcome back to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are talking business stuff. Now, the first segment of the show, I gave you a lot of stats, and I'm going to give you a couple of more, and then I'm going to talk to you a little bit about idea assessment, really kind of think about how you unfold your business. And if you're already in business, you can go back and do the work. Go back and do what you didn't do so you can kind of take a look at how you want your business to perform. Is it feasible? Is it viable? Can it be viable for the long term? And you should be thinking about that. And if you're not, then hopefully this show will kind of boost that in your direction. Gender demographics. Let's talk a little bit about women. Our magazine, like I said, is a Power Women, Power Secrets issue. And I'm very excited about it. We have 12 powerful women, Silicon Valley, small business owners. In fact, we have someone from the East Coast as well in that magazine, but women that you should know about. But what's going on with women in business? Women own 12 million U.S. businesses and at the beginning of 2018. And still, we have the struggle of raising capital versus our male counterpart. Nearly half of women business owners are between the ages of 45 and 65. That's 48%, and two-thirds, 67%, in 45 or older. In terms of, and I want to get back to raising capital, women, private technology companies led by women are more capital efficient, achieving a 35% return on their investment. But we still have this lag where women-led startups, and again, you can get these stats on, and they're not hard to find. When I wrote my first business plan, and let me just say, when I wrote my first business plan for my business back in 2001, it's when I started my business. I actually wrote my business plan 5 years later. And we were, I'd created a six-figure company, was doing well, media company, and needed to raise some capital, scaling, and wrote a 50-plus page business plan and was able to raise capital. But it was very difficult. And statistics, these statistics are not real different than what I've seen and what I saw back in 2000. Let's see, it was like 2004. 2006 or so that I was going after capital and got it really in 2007, which was not a good year to get funding with the looming downturn. So, but women-led startups raised 36 times less money in 2017 than men-led organizations and companies. So it's really challenging for women. And I would say to our men counterpart out there, in a word, wake up. Wake up. Women belong at the table. We are at the table. And just to be clear, not to get your coffee and all of that, women have solutions and answers. And if you, and I like to say this, if you are in a meeting and there's one woman in the room and you're not getting the answers, look at her and ask her, because guys, you're not going to have all of the solutions. It's just not, that's the reality. And there are women skilled, wonderfully educated and can bring value, and it's bringing value. And I got news for you. We're not going to wait for you to ask us. We're going to go ahead and start our own businesses and banks and financial institutions. That's why you're seeing this rise in venture capital firms with women. And so what I would say is wake up, wake up, wake up. You do not belong on this planet alone to not use your female counterpart. Use her in business and collaborate and really develop this. I think that there's a beauty. We complement one another, and we need to use it. So I would advocate for women. I do some of my greatest work when I'm able to collaborate with my male counterparts, and they appreciate the value that I bring to the table. Now I would say if they didn't appreciate it, I'm coming to the table anyway. So let's get with the program. Ideal assessment. So you think you have an idea, you think you have something worth bringing to market. And how do you do that? How do you take a look at that? And you have to examine it. You have to kind of pick it apart. And if you're not willing to blow holes in what you're trying to get to market, I promise you the market will blow holes in it for you. And by that time, it's too late. You want to develop the right solution. You want to fulfill a need. You want to determine whether or not you have something that is going to work. Will your idea work? AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We'll be right back.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
You're welcome. Welcome back. Welcome back. Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're talking business stuff, things that you should be thinking about that you're not thinking about. we get so excited about this idea of entrepreneurship, living the American dream. And that's great. I love it. I love the energy around entrepreneurship. I love the creativity and the innovation and all of the things that go with it. But will it work? And am I willing to take a serious look at whether or not it's going to work? Whether or not it's going to work. And we want to make sure that it does. And before I get too deep into this, I'm out here checking my commercial breaks, checking my social media and all of that. We're so tied to our phones. What happened? Exactly. So I want to give a quick shout out to Brian Sparks. Thank you for tuning in tonight. I appreciate it. If you don't know who Brian Sparks is, you need to go out to LinkedIn and check him out. He is actually one of those that could actually help you out. Remember, I talked about mentors and trainers. He's an instructor. He's a coach and consultant. So check him out there. He's here in Silicon Valley. Thanks for tuning in. So we really want you to grow. So you have to take that idea. We call it an idea assessment. And you want to pick it apart. Do you have something that will work? And one of the things that I like to do, I keep a journal. And I have more than one journal. I have so many journals. Oh, my gosh. But I like to sit and think. Right. That's what thinking sounds like. Did you hear me thinking there for just a moment? I'll do it again just in case you missed it. Thinking. Quieting your space. Writing down. Okay, this is my idea. I think this could work. And by the way, one of the statistics on why businesses fail is competitiveness, competition in the industry. Have you done your homework? Are you checking to see whether or not you can compete well in the marketplace? Poor product. Are you in pricing? Are you doing a cost analysis? Ignoring your customers. Are you listening to what your customers are saying or not? And resources. Do you have any resources? Running out of capital money. So these are things that you should think about. So the first things first, if you want to design take this path of entrepreneurship, the first thing you want to do is do an assessment on your idea. And then what I recommend is that once you've done an assessment on your idea, you want to bounce that off of someone, not 10 people, please. And not 10 people who have no idea of entrepreneurship. And especially if it's someone who's risk averse, and that might be your spouse. So you probably want to wait before you crack open that can of worms for them. Because you're not going to get the feedback that you want. But really sit down and someone that you trust, and I'm not saying, talk about all your intellect, but someone you trust that you can just kind of run some things by. And then you want to take that and what is a feasibility analysis? What does that mean? I don't even know what it means, Coach Margaret. It means that you're going to see whether or not you have a viable base for creating a successful business. Can we get some sustainability? Can you take that idea and now start asking some tough questions and determine whether or not it can pass the acid test? If you sat down and talked to me, I love ideas. I get very excited when I sit down with clients and they're sharing their ideas and I can see the potential. And so I'm a really great glorified cheerleader. I get paid a lot of money to be a glorified cheerleader. I love it. And so I can see it, but can you, what was this? A few good men, you can't handle the truth. You have to be able to handle the truth about whether or not you can create this reality through a feasibility analysis. In fact, I just got done doing one for something that I'm thinking about doing. And so I did a feasibility study. I did an idea assessment. I'm going through this process. And then, so you want to be able to proceed if it can pass that test. Can you go from an idea assessment to a feasibility analysis that it looks like there's some potential to what you have and begin to build, begin to go to the next level? And where's that next level? No, not the business plan. And I love business plans, but if you don't understand your business model on how you're going to make money, then you're not ready to build a business plan, because you have to understand first your business model. And that's very important in this process. But this is not an overnighter. Take the time to go through each one of these steps. And if you don't know what these, and I can't go into in depth on each one of these steps, but if you're not sure, just look them up, Google, or look up Brian Sparks on LinkedIn. He'll charge you, but you can go talk to him. Right. And unless you're a corporate executive, I have to balance my time out. And you're interested in entrepreneurship, email me at onthe edge at business onthe edge.biz. But if you're not, I'd love to just email me at onthe edge at business onthe edge.biz, and I'll send you some resources that can help you get to that place that you're getting to take these steps, the aspiring entrepreneur. And again, if you're already in business, you're a small business owner, hey, you should still go back and do this process, because if you haven't, you want to be in business past 5 years. Get to that 10-year mark. You're probably doing well there. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge Magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome into the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. I love this segment of the show. And I am going to get into, I am so excited about our magazine. We launched our, published our fifth magazine on Monday. So I'm excited about that. But before I get to that, let me wrap up my little training class with you all and put my hat back on as Coach Margaret. So we talked about the idea assessment. Do it. It's worth it. Even if you've been in business for a few years, less than 5 years, go ahead and do this. It would be worth the time to do it, and see how your idea is working and how it's evolved, because it certainly will evolve on you. And make sure you do a feasibility analysis. What are you asking? What questions should you be asking in a feasibility study? You want to make sure that you're walking away and determining whether or not you want to commit to developing and testing this idea out into a business model, developing a business plan. It costs money. And so you want to do your investigation, do your digging, figure out what you really want to do. Can you develop a product or service or whatever that idea is? Can you picture that in the market? Is there sales and profitability and sustainability there for you? That's where you're going to figure it out. And then you want to go into your third place, is that business model. What does the business model do? And I like to put it like this. There's three really specific things that you need to think about with a business model. What is that product and service? What's your costs? And what's that sustainability? How do you want to move forward on developing a business model to create income? That's how you're going to make your money. How are you going to do that? And what does that look like? And your business model is going to be wrapped into your business plan. So you want to make sure that you're doing that. And then, of course, you have your strategic plan and do your financial model. And all of these are components of a business plan, but you can do these as standalone documents so that you can take a real close look. Like I mentioned earlier in our previous segment, that I I'm walking through that process because I have some ideas that I want to launch, things that we already kind of have out there. We've been testing the market, but put together a financial model and got to look at some real numbers. Please don't make up numbers. Get some real numbers and be realistic on the sales that you want to have. And there, you could be a unicorn, but, you know, keep the reality reeled in there. So anyway, so those things you need to think about, what you're not thinking about. It's all things business stuff. And you never stop learning and you never stop growing. If you're an entrepreneur, you have to be open to change and learning and growing and innovation because things change. And if you're not, then it will close the door in your business at some point. You know, businesses die because they don't want to innovate. We've been doing it this way for 50 years and we're not going to do it different. Okay, that's great. We won't see you for the next 50 years, but that's okay. You know, get out, you know, while you have a chance. So anyway, that's that for you. So let's talk a little bit about the Small Business Concierge magazine. It's one of my favorites, and I can't stress this enough. When I first started doing radio, I sat down with the producers, the team, and myself first, and I decided I wanted to make sure that when we produced this show that you would feel like you were right here in the studio with me. And I hope that's the case. And I do get that feedback when I'm out and I get to meet our listeners. I'm so excited about that. I'm always excited about meeting listeners. I'll sometimes be in a meeting and or an event and you've got people staring at it. It's so funny. I was in a meeting. This guy was staring at me through the, it was a small meeting. So it's made me kind of nervous. So I'm like, yes, he's kind of weird. And then after the meeting, of course, he's like, hey, I listened to your show. And I'm like, okay, great. Whew. Okay. Well, I'm glad that you're not some psychopath anyway. But in any case, I enjoy meeting you. And please, if you have any questions and you want some of these resources and tools that I have in my arsenal, email me at businessontheedge.biz, and I will send you tools that can get you going in this process, especially if you're developing a business model or something. I've got something that I think you'd really, really like. At no cost, you just send it to me and I'll get it to you. On the Edge at businessontheedge.biz. You'll love it. So the Small Business Concierge magazine is the same concept. It is your voice. It is the small business owner, the thought leader. We are the backbone of our nations, of our communities. And you should have a voice. You should have a voice, and you should have a voice where we can put you in an affordable place to get that voice, right? So I've built this platform. Do you know that, and I love Forbes, I love these great magazines, but the cost and sometimes on participating, it's just out of reach. That's just the way it is. And that's your model, and that's okay. But we needed a model that would showcase you. And so we have showcased in this magazine, Power Women, Power Secrets, and it's crazy. We've made it into a stack. Margaret, what's a stack? We are on issue.com, and that is one of the largest 50 million publications. It took us 4 days. This is crazy. 4 days we made it into a stack, and that means that we've got so many people reading it and connecting with it that we are, in fact, there's only in the business section, this business stack, there's like 70 magazines out of all of the magazines that are on their platform. I don't know how many business magazines there are, but we're number three, and we're in the stack, so go out. Follow us on issue.com. Go out to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. Get connected. The magazine is out there so you can easily get it. And if you want to become a concierge, get in now. So crazy affordable. We made it so you can do month-to-month payments. Very easy, very easy. And we'll get you in the magazine now. It's digital. We evolve it. AM 1220 KDOW.
Information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW. Heart, but the very
next day, welcome back. Wow. Great music tonight. I appreciate my producer. So awesome. Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are wrapping it up. We're at the bottom of our hour. So, so good to have you here in the studio with me tonight. That's how I kind of feel. And so, again, so all things business, things that you should think about, business stuff. It's a show about business stuff. Know your business. You do realize that you have to not just work in your business, but work on it. And part of working on it, you should be spending time thinking, processing, innovating. What's to come? If a downturn hit, can you sustain? What's your exit strategy if you need one? You need to think about that. You're starting a business. You got an idea. Assess it. If it doesn't work, move on to the next idea. It doesn't mean that you can't be an entrepreneur. It just means that you might have to do some tweaking. Great story to read. And I did a show on Mattel and evolution. You may not end up with the product that you think you're starting with. So it's interesting. That's how it's this wonderful, creative American dream that you can participate in. And for the women out there, the power women, this magazine, this issue is for you. And to say, go for it. Keep going. Keep doing. Keep striving. You may not, in some areas, we may not get the salute or the thumbs up that we want or desire. Just keep going. Does it matter? You were born for greatness. You were born for success. Go for it. You're an entrepreneur. Go for it. You want to do something? Go for it. I told you guys, come on, ask the female in the room, the woman in the room. We've got answers. We've got solutions. So remember, make sure your idea assessment, feasibility study, do a business model. You want to make money, 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 money. Even if you're a nonprofit, it should be feasible. The idea should be assessed. There should be a business model and a business plan behind it. Not sure why people think if they do a nonprofit that they shouldn't do their due diligence because it's a social community. It's hard. And you know, free is hard to sell. Free is one of the hardest things to sell, a strategic plan. So be ready, you know, prepare. Think about what you're not thinking about. Go into the new year strong. Start writing. And again, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and I'll be glad to send you over resources and tools that can help you kind of start. And again, if you are already in your business and you're kind of chugging along and you're 5 years young or so, send me an email and I will, and just tell me what you're looking for and where your pains, what are your top three pains, and then get connected to our Concierge magazine. Go out and like us, follow us on issue.com, go out to our website and become a part of it. It is your voice. It is your opportunity to leverage it. I'm going to train you. You're going to have private YouTube videos and things, me training you on how to leverage mass media to build your brand, to help you in the business that you're in. This is for you, and I'm for you, and I'm looking forward to you being the next big thing. I like that. That was Steve Jobs' thing. Samsung has just kind of beat up my, you know, but you're the next big thing. So you have a great evening, great time. Build, be creative, be innovative, go for it. Be the next best thing, the next big thing. And maybe 50 years from now, someone will be talking about you on air. I want to thank you for tuning in to the show tonight. It's been so good to be back in my seat, my chair here. Love it, love it, love it. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge in the Bay Area. Number one small business and finance radio network in the Bay Area. I want to say in the nation, be good to someone out there.